Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning, and welcome all of you to this Mass, very especially if you are visiting us for the first time. We began this celebration always calling on the name of our God, that is, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, I know we have plans for the rest of the day, but we put those plans aside. Let us turn our thoughts to God. And before we listen to His word, before we approach the table of plenty, we ask God to look upon us with mercy. For so often we hurt our God. When we fail to see Jesus, when we fail to recognize Him, very especially in the poor, the elderly, the sick, the innocent children, we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Pray. May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit, so that rejoicing now in the restored glory of our adoption, we may look forward in confident hope to the rejoicing of the day of resurrection through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Thank you. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words. You who are Israelites, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This man delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says of him, 'I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart has been glad and my tongue has exalted. My flesh too will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.' My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the netherworld, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus, of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father and poured him forth, as you see and hear." The word of the Lord.
and so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my flesh shall rest in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to hell, nor let your Holy One see corruption. Show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, bliss forever.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, if you invoke as Father him who judges impartially according to each one's works, conduct yourselves with reverence during the time of your sojourning, realizing that you were ransomed from your futile conduct handed on by your ancestors. Not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. He was known before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the final time for you, who through him believed in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'How foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
As we listen to the gospel, the story about these two men on the way to Emmaus, they were leaving Jerusalem. They were leaving the place where they had seen a lot of pain, a lot of struggle. There was a lot of guilt there. Denial. They were afraid. And they were leaving Jerusalem, going to Emmaus. And then something happened on the way to Emmaus. Jesus appears to them. but they fail to recognize him. Scholars say that they had a veil. There was a veil over their eyes. And they couldn't see. They couldn't recognize him. They didn't recognize the voice. They didn't recognize the person, Jesus, that was with them. For many reasons, guilt, fear, but then later on, something happened to them. He must have traveled a while with them, sharing with them scripture. Something happened in their hearts as they listened to the voice of God speaking to them. Something has to happen to us, to you, as you sit there, as you listen to the scriptures, as you listen to the voices of the choir. Singing glory to God. Something has to happen to us. Or do we have the veil in our eyes and in our hearts that we can't hear him? We can't recognize him. They were almost getting there to Emmaus. And he pretended he was going further. And they said, stay with me. Those were the best words that these men could ever say. Stay with me. Stay with us. Those should be our words. Jesus, stay with me. In a few moments, we're going to leave this house, but we have to say, stay with me. Journey with me on my road to Emmaus. Stay with me. Don't leave me. Because once you leave me, I'm afraid. I'm alone. I'm confused. I don't see you. Stay with me. That should be our phrase. Stay with me. Quédate. Stay with me always. Don't leave me. And he stayed with them. And then he broke the bread. And then the veil fell. That should happen to us at every Mass. The veils that blinds us should fall off at the breaking of the bread. There he is. There is my God in the Eucharist. There's my Savior who forgives me. The veils should come off of jealousy, of envy, of pride, of should fall off. And then that invitation should come from us. Stay with me, Lord. Don't leave me. Go with me as I go. As I go to work, stay with me. Don't leave me. As I get in my car, don't leave me. Invite Jesus to stay with you and to journey with you on the road to Emmaus, our road to Emmaus. Well, he will enlighten us. Just like he opened the hearts of those two men. Oh, weren't our hearts burning? As he opened our eyes to the scriptures, all the way from Moses and the prophets that talked about him. Let him stay with you. I was sharing with the people who would come, who come to the early Mass on I think it was Wednesday. It was a beautiful phrase that said, God will never ration the Spirit to those who ask for the Spirit. Ask, stay with me, Holy Spirit. Don't leave me. I'm a fool. Don't leave me. I'm selfish. Don't leave me, Holy Spirit. Call on the Spirit. Stay with us. And journey with us. That's the phrase that we should have constantly. Quédate. Stay with me. And Jesus says, yes, I will stay with you. I will journey with you. I will be there for you.
Profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. To judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Our loving God shows us the path of life. And so we offer these prayers for the lives of all.
For the Holy Church of God in all the world, encountering Christ and renewing our faith every time we break the bread of the Eucharist, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all those in the world who are persecuted and oppressed, that they might know relief, justice, and peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the neophytes, those newly baptized into our church, and for all who will celebrate their first communion during this Easter season, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For travelers and for immigrants, as they make their way in new places and new lands, may they experience Christ in the welcome that they receive. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who serve in the military, that they be surrounded with the grace and protection of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, Yolanda S. Robinson, and Lupita Duran, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Loving God, your presence in our midst gives us courage and hope. Graciously hear all these our prayers, which we offer to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
pray my brothers and sisters that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hand, praise and glory of his name, for our good and for the good of his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, we pray, these offerings of your exalted church. And as you have given her cause for such great gladness, grant also that the gifts we bring may bear fruit in perpetual happiness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. And therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, it interwilled into his passion. He took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church. Spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Let us join our voices. Let us pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we will be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.